Since March 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been developing content monthly, weekly, and daily for the business of pharmacy. With more than 25 different podcast channels, more than 1 million downloads, and 30-plus participating pharmacists, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is the global leader in podcasting for the pharmacy professional. Find all of our podcast channels by going to pharmacypodcast.com/shows.
Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. This special podcast episode is a presentation supported by and created on behalf of Lilly USA, LLC. The podcast presentation content has been reviewed for consistency with FDA guidelines and is not approved for continuing medical education credit. This podcast is not an endorsement for any specific medication or therapy modality. Our guest today is Dr. Scott Drab, Associate Professor of Pharmacy and Therapeutics. Dr. Drab is a paid speaker on behalf of Lilly USA, LLC. And now, here's your host, Dr. Joanne Payo.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. I'm Joanne Payo, and I will be your host for today's show. Today, we are going to be talking about a very important issue that has continued to gain media attention: the gaps in the healthcare system that prevent some people from getting the critical medication they need. Today, I have alongside me a very special guest, Dr. Scott Drab, Associate Professor of Pharmacy and Therapeutics, who will be speaking more about this topic.
Thank you very much for having me, Joanne. I appreciate being here.
Dr. Drab, when we think about the gaps in the healthcare system, many people think about insulin and how people with diabetes may not be getting the insulin they need.
Well, that certainly is a problem, no question about it. But what often goes unnoticed are the steps that some of the pharmaceutical companies are taking to address this problem.
You certainly don't hear about that in the popular news media. So what is an example of a pharmaceutical company addressing this issue?
Lilly USA, LLC is a good example. Lilly manufactures Humalog U100 insulin, which is also known as insulin lispro injection. Now, about 95% of people pay less than $95 per month for Humalog U100, and about 43% pay $0 at a retail pharmacy.
That's amazing. But what about the other 5%? Who are those patients?
Well, that's a good question. Patients paying more than $95 per month for their Humalog U100 fall primarily into three groups. The first group is patients who are uninsured or are paying the full list or cash price. The second group are patients on Medicare Part D who are in the donut hole. And the third group are patients with high deductible commercial insurance plans. Now note, the latter two groups will pay different out-of-pocket costs throughout the year, depending upon where they are in their plan.
I see. What is Lilly doing to try to help those patients?
In an effort to help lower out-of-pocket costs, Lilly offers insulin lispro injection 100 units per ml. This is the same molecule as Humalog U100, but insulin lispro injection is offered at 50% lower list price. Same molecule, therefore same indication. Humalog U100 and insulin lispro injection are rapid-acting human insulin analogs indicated to improve glycemic control in adults and children with diabetes mellitus. Humalog U100 and insulin lispro injection are contraindicated during episodes of hypoglycemia and in patients who are hypersensitive to Humalog U100 and insulin lispro injection or any of its excipients.
When you say that it's offered at a lower list price, what impact is there on the actual out-of-pocket cost to the patient?
Well, it's important to understand for many commercially insured patients, Humalog U100 may still be less expensive than Lilly's insulin lispro injection. Patient out-of-pocket costs may vary depending upon their plan. The plan administrator should be contacted for the most current information. But the role of the pharmacist is very crucial here in determining the lowest out-of-pocket cost for customers.
What exactly is a pharmacist supposed to do? Are they required to call the prescribing physician to substitute Humalog U-100 with insulin lispro injection?
See, this is a good question, and the answer to that is no. The pharmacists are not required to call the physician. Because they are the same molecule, pharmacists can substitute insulin lispro injection for Humalog U-100 if it lowers the out-of-pocket costs for the patient. Also important to realize, your pharmacy system will not substitute Humalog U-100 prescriptions with insulin lispro injection automatically.
So if it doesn't substitute automatically, how is a pharmacist supposed to know whether insulin lispro injection may be a more affordable option?
I recommend following these three steps to ensure patients on Humalog U-100 get the most affordable Lilly Rapid Acting Insulin option. Take two substitutable medications, for example, Humalog U-100 and insulin lispro injection. Run the NDC for Humalog U-100 QuickPen, and run also Lilly's insulin lispro injection QuickPen if the out-of-pocket cost of Humalog U-100 is the same or lower than the insulin lispro injection, dispense the Humalog U-100. But if insulin lispro injection is cheaper, go ahead and make the substitution and let your patient know that they're getting the same medication as Humalog U-100.
That sounds easy enough. Which patients should we be thinking about when considering who can potentially benefit from insulin lispro injection's lower out-of-pocket costs?
Well, let me reiterate that the out-of-pocket cost is individualized to each patient according to their insurance plan. But patients benefiting from insulin lispro injection may include patients paying more than $95 for their Humalog U-100 prescription, patients who are uninsured and paying the full cash or full list price for their prescription, and patients on Medicare Part D with high deductible plans.
So you talked about the pharmacist's role. Switching gears a bit, can you talk about the pharmacy staff? How can I incorporate pharmacy technicians into this process?
Well, that's a good question and a very important one. The entire pharmacy staff should be aware of potentially cost-saving options, especially when it comes to medications like insulin. Pharmacy technicians should also be aware of insulin lispro injection. They are in contact with the customers most frequently at the checkout counter.
For the patients who may benefit from insulin lispro injection's lower out-of-pocket costs, can you tell us a little bit more about how this medication is supplied?
Well, insulin lispro injection is available as a 3 ml QuickPen and a 10 ml vial. The insulin lispro injection QuickPen works the same as the Humalog U-100 QuickPen, so patients should be familiar with using the device.
And I know pharmacists in our audience will also be interested to learn how to order it as well.
Well, insulin lispro injection is available to order from national and regional wholesalers, including Cardinal Health, McKesson, and Anda. If the pharmacy ordering system does not show inventory, pharmacists can check www.lillytrade.com for a list of authorized distributors that currently carry Lilly's insulin lispro injection. If a pharmacy wholesaler is listed as an authorized distributor, the pharmacist can simply place the order as normal. If the pharmacy wholesaler is not listed, orders can be placed with one of the authorized distributors on the website.
Well, Dr. Drab, I want to thank you for being here today and sharing this information on a potential cost-saving option for people with diabetes taking Humalog U-100. It's great to hear that companies like Lilly are working towards solutions for patients who are struggling with gaps in the healthcare system. As pharmacists, we play a key role in making sure patients are receiving the best therapies possible that lead to positive health outcomes. So thank you for being here.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you to our wonderful audience for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. We appreciate your attention.
Humalog U100 and Insulin Lispro Injection are used to treat people with diabetes for the control of high blood sugar. They are only available with a prescription from your doctor. Do not take Humalog U100 or Insulin Lispro Injection if your blood sugar is too low or if you are allergic to any of its ingredients. Do not reuse needles or share insulin pens, cartridges, needles, or syringes with others, even if you change the needle. Sharing may lead to infection. Check insulin labels each time you inject to make sure you are using the correct insulin. Do not change the type of insulin you take or your dose without talking to your doctor. Rotate your injection site with each dose to reduce your chance of getting pits, lumps, or thickened skin where you inject Humalog U100 or Insulin Lispro Injection. Check your blood sugar levels while taking Humalog U100 or Insulin Lispro Injection. The most common side effect of Humalog U100 or Insulin Lispro Injection is low blood sugar, which may be life-threatening. Symptoms may include dizziness or lightheadedness, sweating, confusion, headache, blurred vision, slurred speech, shakiness, fast heartbeat, anxiety, irritability, mood changes, and hunger. Severe life-threatening allergic reactions may occur. Get medical help right away if you have a rash over your whole body, trouble breathing, a fast heartbeat, or are sweating or feel faint. Tell your doctor about all your medicines and medical conditions. Taking TZDs with Humalog U100 or Insulin Lispro Injection may cause heart failure that can lead to death, even if you've never had heart problems before. If you have heart failure, it may get worse. Other possible side effects include low potassium in your blood, injection site reactions, changes in fat tissue at the injection site, itching, and rash. If used in a pump, high blood sugar or other blood chemistry imbalances due to insulin pump device malfunction can occur. Always carry another form of insulin treatment in case of pump failure. For more information, talk to your doctor. Call 1-800-LILY-RX or visit Humalog.com or LilyInsulinLicePro.com.
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.